Welcome to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at wdce.org. The show is recorded and will be available on Monday at cooljazzset.com. This is Chuck Israels, and you're listening to one of the East Coast's premier modern jazz programs. I had the honor of working with Bill Evans for some of the most rewarding years of my bass playing career. His music represents one of the pinnacles of 20th century music. The pianistic nuances, harmonic beauty, and romantic qualities of his music are universally recognized. What's sometimes overlooked is the high degree of rhythmic control and invention in his playing. Listen for why Larry Bunker said that Bill was the most rhythmically inventive musician he had ever heard. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
And thanks, Chuck. Chuck Israels, great bassist, worked with Bill Evans 6 years, and was a bassist that followed Scott LaFaro with the Bill Evans Trio. Marvelous bassist and still has a great, great big band, and we'll be hearing from him in a little while, too. Well, thanks for tuning in. This is a special celebration of the artistry of the great composer and pianist Bill Evans tonight, and I appreciate you tuning in. I know I've got some members of the International Society of Bassists that are listening. I thank Helene, LaFaro, Hernandez is living, Scotty's sister, and hello, Helene. She's a good friend as well. And I hope you will enjoy tonight's show. We'll get started right now with a nice trio recording that Bill Evans did with the great bassist Chuck Israels and drummer Larry Bunker. And this is Who Cares? Bill Evans Trio. That was the Art Former Quintet from an album entitled Modern Art. And it featured Art on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor saxophone, and the great pianist Bill Evans, whom we are celebrating tonight. And you'll hear a lot of Bill Evans on a lot of the recordings, as well as some tributes to him. Up next, a nice recording that was done back in 1974. This is the Bill Evans Trio. Bill on piano, of course, on all of these. Eddie Gomez on bass, Marty Morrell on drums, and Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. And the tune, Emily. Thank you. And that, of course, was Bill Evans on piano with his trio from 1960 and the album The Portrait, A Portrait in Jazz, featuring the great young bassist Scott LaFaro and the drummer on that, Paul Motion. And, of course, that was Witchcraft. Up next, this is a tribute album that Elian Elias did just a few years ago. It's called Something for You. Elion Elias sings and plays Bill Evans, and this is probably Bill's signature tune, Waltz for Debbie. And Miss Elias does a beautiful arrangement of this. Hope you enjoy it.
In her own sweet world, populated by dolls and clowns, and a prince in a big purple bed, lives my favorite girl, unaware of the war it fronts that we weary grown-ups all wear. In the sun, she dances to silent music, songs that are spun of gold somewhere in her own little head. One day, all too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bed. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I. To silent music, songs that are spun of gold somewhere in her own little head. One day, all too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bed. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I.
Thank you.
And the Bill Evans Trio, featuring Bill on piano, of course, and Chuck Israels on bass, Larry Bunker on drums, and did beautiful brushwork on that. Nice bass solo as well. And that was How About You? That's from a new compilation that I just got called Time Remembered. It's a compilation of a couple of albums that originally produced by the great producer Orrin Keepnews. Before that, we heard Elion Elias from her album, Do Waltz for Debbie, and that featured, by the way, Mark Johnson, who happens to be married to Elion, but Mark was also one of the last bassists with Bill Evans. And my good friend from Richmond, Joey Barron, who's made quite a name for himself in New York, on drums. Up next, this is a Miles Davis, probably the most popular album he did, called Kind of Blue, and I think it's probably still the best-selling jazz album of all time. But in any case, I want to play a piece from this. Miles Davis, of course, the trumpet player, and Bill Evans is the pianist on this. This tune is called Blue and Green, and there's been some debate about whether Miles tried to take credit for writing it, but I understand that Bill Evans actually did pen it. So this is the Miles Davis group with Blue and Green featuring the great Bill Evans.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was the Cannonball Adderley Quartet with Bill Evans on piano and Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums from a 1961 recording they did. And, of course, that was Waltz for Debbie. What a nice arrangement that was. Before that, another nice trio with Bill Evans on piano and Chuck Israel as a bassist. Nice solo on that. And Paul Modian on drums. I Should Care, the name of that piece. Up next, this is going to one of my real favorite new albums. I've just got this not that long ago because it was just released this year. It's the Chuck Israel's Jazz Orchestra. Chuck is still going very strong. He's out in Portland, Oregon. If you find yourself that way, please look him up because he plays quite a bit there with this group. It's a wonderful nine-piece band. This is a tribute to the music of Bill Evans entitled Second Wind. And this is a Chuck Israel's Jazz Orchestra. And they're playing Bill Evans' tune entitled Showtype Tune.